Hello, you're listening to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here is the news on Sunday the 18th of July 2021. This week, a new writing system appeared on Omniglot, known as Padlet, or also the Bisayan or Visayan script, Sulwat Bisaya, Suwat Bisaya, or Baybayin Bisaya. It looks a lot like the Baybayin script, which is used for Tagalog, but is used to write the languages spoken in the Visayas region of the Philippines, such as Cebuano and Hiligaynon. This week's new languages on Omniglot are Doteli, Kinabalian, and Yawuru. Doteli, or Dotiali, is an eastern Pahari language spoken in the Sudur Paschim province in western Nepal. Kinabalian is a Visayan language spoken in Leyte province in the eastern Visayas region of the Philippines. And Yawuru is an eastern Nyonyanlan language spoken in and around Broome in the Kimberley region in the north of western Australia. There's a new collection of silly phrases in Welsh, most of which involve Owen and his parsnips, or panas in Welsh. Most of them come from the Welsh language course on Duolingo and were sent to me by a friend who is studying Welsh. This also inspired this week's adventure in etymology, which is about the word parsnip. Radio Omniglot is not the only podcast to talk about the origins of words. Another podcast that I've been asked to mention is English with Stephen, which has a series called Word Stories, in which the presenter Stephen Green talks about the origins of words, very similar to my adventures in etymology. You can find his podcast at englishwithstephen.com/podcasts. That's Stephen with a PH, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, and also on iTunes and other podcast places. There are new numbers pages in Mocheno and Coptic. This week's Omniglot blog posts were about fonts, subjects, and the usual language quiz. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Rukai, a Formosan language spoken in parts of southern Taiwan. This week's Kiltiadia post was about words in Celtic languages for stones, rocks, and related words. I also made improvements to the Eastern Pomo language page and the Alsatian Phrases page. You can also find Omniglot News at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at @omniglossia, and also on Facebook, on the Omniglot Fan Club and the Omniglot page. That's all the Omniglot News for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.